In an attempt to re-establish order, the British in 1842 proclaimed a new set of rules called the Strickland Code. But the French saw this as high-handed, and the Société Zoologique countered with its own conflicting code. Meanwhile, the American Ornithological Society, for obscure reasons, decided to use the 1758 edition of Systema Naturae as the basis for all its naming, rather than the 1766 edition used elsewhere, which meant that many American birds spent the 19th century logged in different genera from their avian cousins in Europe. Not until 1902, at an early meeting of the International Congress of Zoology, did naturalists begin at last to show a spirit of compromise and adopt a universal code. Taxonomy is described sometimes as a science and sometimes as an art, but really, it's a battleground. Even today, there is more disorder in the system than most people realize. Take the category of the phylum, the division that describes the basic body plans of all organisms. A few phyla are generally well known, such as mollusks, the home of clams and snails, arthropods, insects and crustaceans, and chordates, us and all other animals with a backbone or proto-backbone. Though things then move swiftly in the direction of obscurity. Among the latter we might list Nathostomelida, marine worms, Cnidaria, jellyfish, Medusae, anemones and corals, and the delicate Priapulida, or little penis worms. Familiar or not, these are elemental divisions.